Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop and Johnny Cake Sawville. As always, the phone number is 800-636-1067. In our little Google Hangout, the way that we talk to each other during commercial breaks since we've been doing this Zoom deal, Cakes mentioned something about the XFL, and we can maybe throw it out there. So it got a lot of attention yesterday. The Rock, along with his private equity firm that he's associated with, purchased the XFL for $15 million. When we had John Aran, reporter for the Sports Business Journal, on earlier in the show, I believe he said it was a steal,
which I found shocking. Like, didn't he also say Vince McMahon has lost to something to the tune of $200 million?
Yes, he did, Cakes. And I know that it was really well received here in D.C. the first couple of weeks. I know Chad Dukes, for example, is a huge Defenders fan. A lot of people seem to be into the Defenders, but the league did collapse pretty quickly, and now it did have a television deal, and it was on TV. The question is Cakes right that The Rock is essentially lighting $15 million on fire?
Now look.
Or is this going to be another win for Dwayne Johnson?
I'm sure it's going to be a win for Dwayne Johnson, and I'll have egg on my face. And he'll turn this $15 million investment into $150 million somehow. But I just have a hard time seeing how a two-time loser league, where you had a 20-year gap in between the runs, is all of a sudden going to be fruitful and is going to start printing money coming out of a pandemic. I just don't see it. I don't see how that's a steal and a bargain for The Rock and his private equity firm. I think they're lighting the money, taking the money, and throwing it into a fire.
So they plan on playing next season. As you mentioned, XFL has twice shuttered after one season. First in 2001 and again this year as a result of the pandemic. This version of the XFL was less gimmicky, right? It was pretty much just straight football. And, you know, Jason mentioned Oliver Luck during our interview with John Arand. Oliver Luck was kind of in charge of it. They wanted to bring in bigger names for the quarterback position. I don't know if they were successful. Maybe they were guys, you know, some of the guys that we had heard of. But it really wasn't a league with any names. I know I just saw this earlier this week. Former Redskins running back Matt Jones apparently is trying to make an NFL comeback because he fared well in the XFL. So you had guys like Matt Jones in the league. You had scrubbinis who were hanging on to roster spots like third-string quarterbacks in the XFL.
Drab, you don't remember who Matt Jones played for in the XFL. You can't pull the team name.
Ooh.
Putting you on the spot, Drabby.
I'm going to say the Guardians.
No, I believe he was a member of the St. Louis Battlehawks. Come
on,
Drab.
Right.
I thought you were better than that. I thought you knew your XFL up inside it.
I didn't even know the Battlehawks were a team.
Well, now you know.
Anyway, I don't usually like to bet with Cakes, but I agree with him.
Yeah, you're putting your money on the right side, JP.
Well, look, if Vince McMahon was losing hundreds of millions of dollars and this league has failed twice, why do we believe the third incarnation is going to be successful? 800-636 1067. I think people get excited because of the name behind it. So it's the Rock behind it. And like I said, initially, I think there was a little buzz for the XFL, especially coming off the heels of the failed AAF.
Right.
That thing was awful. They didn't even finish the season. Yeah. Right?
Couldn't have been done with any quicker.
Right. But I just think minor league football, I just don't see it going over ever.
I agree.
I think you guys are just – it's not entirely fair to say the XFL is a complete failure the second time. It wasn't their fault, and everybody knows that. And they don't have as much cost here starting out because they're not going to be paying people until they get going again.
Yeah.
So some of those things that were out of, just out of their hands when it was an up-and-running league. I mean, yeah. The Rock, he took a film company. He made his own film company and is now one of the most influential and successful film companies in the entire world. Him and his ex-wife, Danny Garcia, I would put my money that they are knowing what they're doing when it comes to putting their money on the line. And $15 million to The Rock, I mean,
there's nothing.
That's one bad movie.
Yeah, it's a nickel.
Yeah, and look,
unless he's got a different way of wanting to run the league, I'm not going to say it's going to be a complete failure. I'm not going to be into it because I tried. I went to the first game.
You did go. That is true.
I was there. I was looking forward to it. I was supposed to get VIP treatment. I got the same treatment as every other smoking Joe that went to the game. Anyway, I'm not going to say it's going to be a complete failure. I just can't get into it. Like you said, because Josh Johnson was the second best quarterback in the league. I can't get into that.
What if – here's what's coming down the line is that college football is at a crossroad right now. And that you saw what the Pac-12 did the other day about wanting to get paid. And it just – if they can figure out a way – I know that there was that league called like the Pacific Pro League that was supposed to start this year that was supposed to focus on young players.
Was?
Yeah, because there was like a bunch of leagues that were supposed to start this past year. If there's a league that can focus on players that do not want to go to college, that are highly recruited,
that want to get paid,
this might be the way to do it.
So this might be the feeder system for the NFL.
But how much can they afford
college football?
How much can they afford to pay?
And nobody's going to know who these guys are.
That's not necessarily true. If you're getting 4- and 5-star guys that don't want to play for Texas A&M,
the 4- and 5-star guys want to go to the NFL. They're not going to play in some minor league and make $50,000.
Well, how much are they making at Texas A&M?
Well, some of them are making some good money.
Yeah, but if they go and star at Texas A&M,
but if you go
Clemson,
star, then you're
become
first
round
picks.
Sure. Yeah, if they're playing scrubs, sure, I get that. But if the competition is solid,
if you're fourth on the depth chart and you're not seeing any time on the field, instead of transferring to Ball State, maybe you can go play for whatever XFL team. That's
all right, but if you're fourth on the depth chart, you're not that good anyway.
Right.
No,
I'm sorry.
That's not true.
That's not true.
That's not true.
Of course it is.
It's mostly true.
If you're fourth on the depth chart, you're not going to the NFL.
Jason, the guy third on the depth chart and running back at LSU right now is a 5-star recruit.
Well, that's different.
But
that 5-star recruit knows that in 3 years he's going to be a starter and he's going to be a first or second round pick.
Sure, that's what we're talking about.
He's not going to go to a minor league and make $50,000
a
year.
All right, so let me ask you, why are guys doing it in the NBA? Why are they suddenly bypassing college and going to the G League?
Because I don't think it's a ton of guys doing that.
There aren't that many that are doing that.
Oh,
there might be a few, but there aren't a lot.
How many of those guys have legit chances of getting drafted in the first round?
You're getting off the point. The point is the XFL going to survive? So whether or not they get those guys, the question is that the product that people want to see? Like the G League, you're right. Let's take the best player who decides to play in the G League for a year before going to the NBA that skips college. Nobody's watching the G League. Nobody's fired up to watch that player in the G League. So you could take your third string running back on LSU who decides, I want to play in the XFL. Well, 99.9% of the people will not have heard of that guy. He may be really talented and may be talented enough to ultimately make the NFL, but he won't be a name. Here's the deal with the XFL. Last year, do you know who led the league in passing?
Yes. PJ Walker, Poopy.
Then Josh Johnson, Jordan Tiamu, Taylor Cornelius, and Landry Jones. Rushing, the leading running back, 365 yards rushing, Devion Smith. I mean, I just think that that's the problem that these leagues have, is they don't have names. To me, the only off-brand league that worked, and it only worked for a while, was the USFL,
and
because they got the big sillies.
They did. And didn't the XFL say they were stressing getting bigger names at quarterback, the glamour position? And they came up with the names that JP just rattled off. P.J. Walker, Josh Johnson, some dude named Cornelius. Nobody's heard of those guys.
The biggest names were Landry Jones, Cardale Jones, and Matt McGloin. Those were the three biggest names.
And
those
are the type of the NFL.
And those are the type of guys you're going to get for another league. There just is.
You know, maybe
college football will 100% always be more popular than a minor league pro league.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Yeah, we're not disagreeing. Yeah, no one's disagreeing with you.
But will he make?
We're talking about ways to make it work, and you guys are just poo pooing all over.
No, I'm not saying it can't work. I'm just saying it's just not going to be that popular.
First of all, you're crazy if you don't think that Rock will do everything he can to sign Kaepernick. That's a big name.
Okay,
right,
but
there
how
from
much?
The very beginning.
Okay, that's fine. I'm not that into seeing Colin Kaepernick play.
I know you.
I guarantee
are.
He's not that good. He hasn't played in 5 years.
You guys are talking about big names. You want names.
He's a big name for the wrong reasons.
That is a big name. I will give you that. If he signs Colin Kaepernick, like it or not, it's a big name.
There'd
it's a
be
draw.
Some intrigue.
Or how many
Certainly.
People will watch Colin Kaepernick for more than one
I
game?
I don't know.
I'm they guessing won't. A lot of people.
Look, I'm sure I'm wrong. I'm sure that The Rock is going to – maybe he'll just print money with the third go-around of the XFL. I just feel like plunking down $15 million – is not a steal. I feel like
yeah, but like Drabby said,
that is way overpaying.
Probably not a steal.
What is generally a mediocre product.
Probably not a steal, but like Drab said, 15 mil to him and whoever invests with him, his group, is nothing.
It is nothing, but generally rich guys don't want to invest 15 million or more and have it turn into 0 million.
Well,
they want to turn that into 100
right.
million.
He's not banking on it turning into zero. He obviously has a plan.
Didn't the guy from the Hurricanes pay $250 for a league that went out of business 2 weeks later?
Yeah, yes. I don't know what he was doing.
Yeah. Well, $15 million.
Yeah, he didn't pay $250.
Pennies on the dollar for what it could potentially be.
That dude's a bit of a donk. I'm going to have to look up his name. Guy that owns the Hurricanes. I'm like, he's a billionaire. Ooh,
and by the way, these Pac-12
killing him.
These Pac-12 players who want these lists of demands met, they're not going to get those demands met. They might get a couple, but they're not getting six-year scholarships. They're not going to divide the money amongst all the players. That's not happening.
I agree, but you're crazy if you don't think that the tides are changing in college sports.
Slightly, but if I was those presidents or those ADs, I say, okay, fine. There's another guy I'll give a four-year scholarship to. Go find your own source of income.
Yeah, that's the XFL.
There's not going to be enough money to pay them. What do they want to make? 50 grand? Okay, they can make 50 grand. Well, the quarterbacks were making all the money in that league. Everybody else was making 35 to 75 grand. These guys want to make more than that, and they know if they go to the NFL, they have a shot.
I don't know. I just wouldn't bet against anything The Rock touches. Seems to be all pretty popular.
I mean, he has done some dud movies.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if they're duds to Rotten Tomatoes. Look how much money they make.
Right, the Titan Games is.
I mean, how many Jumanjis are they making?
So exhilarating, the Titan Games.
Hey, it doesn't matter. You would do all of those things that The Rock is doing for what they're paying him. You would do every Titan Game episode.
I know. I'm just not into it.
You don't like the Ryan Tannehill games?
I'm not saying that it's going to be a complete fail. I'm just saying, for me, I'm just one guy. Cakes, you're another one. It's not going to be interesting to us. JP, you're another one.
Anything that's non-traditional or unconventional, Jason hates.
Well, you guys didn't watch any XFL games. Don't act like you did.
Are you insane? I watched every weekend.
You didn't even know who Matt Jones played for.
Matt Jones.
How did you ever watch it?
He wasn't the starting running back. I know that Jordan Tanner
was the second leading rusher in the league.
What are you talking about? He wasn't the starting running back. He had 314 yards, second in the league.
Drab, don't be upset because you didn't know the St. Louis Battlehawks. It's okay. It's all good.
All right,
you probably forgotten about the Tampa
you
Bay Vipers, too.
You watched every week, please. Don't insult my intelligence.
You know what? You're insulting my integrity by calling me a liar.
There's just no way. You might have logged about 3 or 4 minutes. Let's check the score. All right, let's move on to something else.
We work in radio. We have no integrity. What are you talking about?
I'm sure we didn't work the games on Saturdays.
Well, you should have known Matt Jones played for St. Louis then.
All right, if you want to chime in, 800-636 1067. Do you think The Rock is lighting his money on fire here by investing in the XFL and buying the league for $15 million? We'll take your calls next here on The Junkies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, kicking around The Rock, purchasing the XFL for $15 million. Is he lighting his money on fire, which is what Cakes theorizes, or is it going to be another win for Dwayne Johnson? Let's go to the phones, 800-636-1067. Joey is in Florida. Joey, you're on with the Junkies. What's going on?
Good morning, gentlemen. One school of thought might be the WNBA owners operate at a loss as a write-off for the ones that own their NBA teams. He and his partners could potentially be looking at this as a write-off down the road for whatever they're doing, their capital. I'm not really sure, but I do know the WNBA operates at a loss as a tax break to the NBA.
By the way, just to clarify, The Rock paid $7.5 million. Because his investor, his co-investor, Jerry Cardinal, who's the CEO of Redbird Capital, paid the other half.
Gotcha.
So he didn't pay $15 million out of his own pocket. He paid $7.5 million.
All right, but the XFL purchased for $15 million. He's a co-owner.
He's a co-owner, correct. So that sounds a lot better, $7.5 million, than $15 million does, Cakes.
Let's go out to Rich.
It does. But I would have said, how about we pay a total of $4 million for the entire league, logos, intellectual properties, everything. 15 just sounds a little steep for the XFL to me personally.
Although one NFL team is worth, you know, $3 billion, he's buying an entire league for 15 milli.
He's buying a nubbins league. Okay, he's not buying
the, right,
the
but NFL. and he's paying a nubbins price. $7.5 yes. million doesn't sound like a lot. It's not
it
to him.
To him, it nubbins. Does not.
He's probably got that laying around the house.
Right. Let's go to Josh listening to us in Richmond. Josh, you're on with the Junkies. What's going on?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up?
I was actually a St. Louis Battlehawks fan, so I knew Matt Jones was their
first name. Of course you are. Who isn't?
So you were the one guy.
I wanted to go for the small market who lost their NFL team. I was showing some support. But honestly, I went to the last game they had in D.C. when it was the Battlehawks and Defenders. And, I mean, I know they need some work on their quarterback play, but overall, and the experience of actually attending the arena, I thought it was pretty good. I mean, I liked it in the soccer stadium. You had a much more, close and intriguing interaction with the game compared to, I mean, my family has season tickets. I'm a Ravens fan, so we go there every year. And while they're great and I love the Ravens, it was just a really great experience, you know, especially in that time where I'm always craving football. So in the spring, I got nothing. I thought it filled a void. And I think The Rock, you know, the guy, what he touches does gold, and he knows how to be entertaining. I think there's, for $15 million, he could make something work. And you had, like, seven guys get drafted in the NFL out of the XFL, like P.J. Walker and Jordan Tamu. And, I mean, I don't know what they'll do in the NFL, but it is an avenue for guys looking
they're
to make
backups.
Their way there.
They're going
to
be backups at best. That's what they're going to be.
So is most of the people who are drafted. I mean, look at the number of drafts every year and the number that actually make it in the NFL. It's still a valid avenue to make it through.
And look, there certainly were people like yourself that liked the product. And there are guys that are going to bounce from the XFL and make it to the NFL. The question is the league going to all of a sudden become profitable because a guy like The Rock is associated with it? It was clearly losing millions of dollars Maybe that's because of the pandemic. Maybe they were going to turn the corner in a year or two. Maybe they had some sort of five-year plan. But as Cakes mentioned, supposedly Vince McMahon lost a couple $100 million.
Now, the AAF, they just ran out of money.
Right.
Right, so that's why the pandemic canceled the XFL season, correct?
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I tell you who's not going to run out of money. The company that owns this, that has $4 billion in assets.
That is a lot. That's a lot to have in the coffers.
Well, you wouldn't think so. That's true. You wouldn't
think so. And the XFL was on pace to generate $46 million in revenue in that 10-game season alone.
Here's a question.
Well, what was the cost?
Well, the costs were probably outstanding, I'm sure.
Yeah. Right. I mean, but that's the question is, are they going to turn a profit?
Funny how you just highlight the revenue, Drabby.
Because it's a startup league. It
would have taken a few years.
Yes. Yeah. I'm not disagreeing with that.
And I'm sure McMahon knew
there's
that.
There's no performance history.
By the way, they're going to do they're already talking about doing a bubble for this. They're going to play this year, and they already know that they're going to find a bubble.
This year as in next spring?
I believe so, yeah.
So let me ask you this. Is D.C. going to have a team?
They haven't announced that.
Okay.
Not a lot of details. But
hey, you can go back and you can get the VIP treatment the second time around, Jason.
Right, I wanted to ask you this, kind of along the lines of everything he touches turns to gold. Uh-huh. I don't know if there's anybody hotter on the planet in terms of making money than Elon Musk. Right?
Right.
Everything he touches seems to be turning to gold. Like his SpaceX, which a lot of people mocked him for, I think they just had their first successful launch. And they had a splashdown. Nobody died. It's private sector space travel, right? Plus, he's got Tesla. Tesla stock price is
high. It's like 1,500.
1,485, but basically 1,500. And let's see, 6 months ago, it was far lower than that. I mean, you're just making a killing on Tesla, right? But here's my question. I happen to see this story about the truck. And remember when they first said that the pickup truck, the Cybertruck, was coming out?
Yeah.
Everybody mocked it. It looks terrible, right?
The Tesla truck? This is what you're talking about? Yeah.
It looks ugly. Is that thing going to be a hit because it's Elon Musk?
Well, wasn't it touted as like tougher than a tank, like you couldn't destroy it? And then he barely hit like one of the windows with a hammer,
and
the glass crashed all over the place.
Yeah, I don't think the rollout was particularly great.
Yeah,
but I mean, it hasn't hit the road yet. Yeah, you haven't seen them on the road. Are people going to be buying this thing like they're buying
Tesla?
They
probably will.
I'm sure they will.
Because it's got the T. It's got that logo on it. People love Teslas. I see Teslas everywhere.
I'm not going to bet against Elon Musk at this point. I'm willing to bet against The Rock for him to stumble on the XFL, not against Elon Musk.
Yeah.
I would say that there's 650,000 pre-orders. Probably means it's going to be a success.
That sounds like a lot.
The story that I read was Musk knows that his original pickup, the Cybertruck, is unconventional. And so he apparently has a backup plan for something that looks more traditional if this fails. But you're telling me 650,000 people have bought it, that people are just going to buy in. And then people, I think a lot of the Tesla stuff too, Jason, it's a keeping up with the Joneses mentality, right? It's a cool car to have.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I agree with that. I mean, it's a nice-looking car. I've been inside it. My buddy has one, and went 0 to 100 in about 2 seconds.
By the way,
I was fearful for my life when we were driving down the road at 100. I'm like, dude, slow this down. I'm not used to going to 100, but I can see why people like it.
He was driving, or did you do the self-driving bit?
No, he was driving it. He wanted to show me how quick it got to 100, and I said, okay, I'm a believer. Let's slow it down. Let's get back to 50.
At the pandemic market bottom on March 18th, Tesla stock was at $361 a share.
And what's it now?
It's almost 5X. That's $1,496 in pre-market.
Crazy.
I mean, it's absurd.
I could have only afforded a couple shares even at the $360.
Yeah, but you'd have a lot more if you'd bought it. You'd have 4.5 times your money.
Yeah, but it's not life-changing money. Bickle's making life-changing money on Novavax. I'm so bitter.
You're salty you missed the boat on that.
Yeah, should have bought more shares.
Just like Valdez is making life-changing money on the Sam Adams stock. Or I should just call it Truly stock. I mean, it's really it's going up because of the Truly.
Yeah.
It's going up because of the hard seltzer.
By the way, who owns White Claw? Because they're killing it.
I don't know who that is, but they're killing it too. Any sort of hard seltzer?
I don't think they've been bought by a huge company.
They are killing it.
You know, Coca-Cola is getting in the seltzer game.
Well, they should. We should. Everybody should.
Junkie seltzers.
That's all these kids drink.
Yeah, let's come up with a seltzer. Let's do it. Let's slap our name on the seltzer.
Junk seltzer. Junk's Claw.
You wouldn't?
Junk's Claw.
Junk's Claw.
If I had money, yeah.
Here's what we should do. We collaborate with Wave Soda and come up with a Hard Wave Soda. That's what we do. Junk's Hard Wave Soda.
As long as I don't have to put any money up.
No,
I'll just talk about it.
We use our likeness and our name. That's our collateral. That's our money that we're putting up.
It's a great plan.
And I think it's an amazing plan. I'm going to have a conference call with my man Nat later today.
Do you like the name Hard Wave Soda?
Hard Wave Soda. Because it's hard, like instead of hard seltzer, Hard Wave
Soda. Why don't you call it Spiked Soda? It sounds a little better.
You could. I'm in the planning stages right now. Okay, I'm
kicking cakes off of our marketing team.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the one that came up with the idea. You're not kicking me off anything.
I like Big Wave better than Hard Wave.
Wave Spike Soda. And then each junk can come up with their own flavor combination.
We have time to figure this out. We have nothing. We have so much runway in front of us. I've already come up with my flavor mix. I would do a lime raspberry, and it would taste silly. It tastes so good.
You know how to execute it.
Well, all right, I'll leave that to Nat. I'm just the idea guy.
All I know is then when I went to the grocery store, there's one grocery store in Bald Head Island, and every time I went, they were out of White Claw.
Well, I know this.
And they had to wait for the next shipment and the next ferry to bring it over because it went like that.
Who was drinking the White Claw in your house?
My wife likes it. We got a couple college kids that were staying with us. They liked it.
The Safeway in my neighborhood can sell beer and wine and hard seltzer. And when I walk in, there's literally a cube of seltzer that's probably, I don't know, 5.5 to 6 feet high by 15 feet long. Mm-hmm. Just stacked up past my head of Truly, White Claw, Corona's getting in the seltzer game. Bud Light is in the seltzer game. We need to get in the seltzer game. What are we doing? We're bypassing an amazing business opportunity. Hard Wave Soda.
By the way, I don't understand the rules in Montgomery County. Cakes lives in Olney. I live in Gaithersburg. Some grocery stores can have alcohol, right?
I think the rule is, now do not hold me to this because I don't know this for certain. I think each major like grocery chain is given like one license for beer and wine per county, at least in Montgomery County. So like there might be one.
Safeway chose Olney, and that's it.
There may be one or two, but they just don't give one to every single outlet.
Right.
So, like, there's probably, like, a giant in, like, I don't know, like, Damascus that sells beer and wine. I can't figure it out. You know, it's just stupid. How about you let every grocery store sell at least beer, wine, and your seltzers? Okay, you don't want to sell Jack Daniels. You don't want to sell the hard stuff, the spirits. I understand that. But every grocery store, like in Virginia, should sell beer and wine.
Correct.
In Maryland. There's just no reason for them not to. Like, you go into, like, a grocery store or a Walgreens in, like, Fairfax. All they have is beer and wine. Beer and wine as far as the eye can see.
You can get beer, wine, and White Claw in every grocery store in Virginia.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful thing. I don't know. Maryland's Skippy living in the past.
Zippy Skippy here at the old Harris Teeter in Crown Farm.
It's dumb. It's stupid. I don't understand it.
So where do you have to get it?
They have like beer and wine stores all over the place.
So it's just and then what about liquor stores? Is that a separate store?
No, liquor store is the place where you buy your beer.
Yeah. Liquor store is a state, like a county run enterprise.
Okay, so the liquor stores in Maryland, you get liquor, beer, and wine.
Correct.
Gotcha.
But like you can't just have to go to a county owned.
You can't go into like a beer and wine shop and buy like a fifth of Jack Daniels. Like they don't sell that. They sell beer, wine, and wine coolers, basically, and seltzer. Okay. It's a crazy system. It's so antiquated.
Very wacky system. You know what's not wacky, Cakes? And it's backed by popular demand.
What's that?
For the second season in a row, Burke and Herbert Bank. They're giving baseball fans a chance to bank on the cycle.
Like
every
it.
Wednesday game this season, that would be tomorrow, Burke and Herbert Bank is giving one lucky fan $100,000 if a Washington baseball player hits for the cycle. Who couldn't use 100 G's, especially these days? Get details and register for your chance to win at thefandc.com/contest. Bank on the cycle with Burke and Herbert Bank, where banking is just better.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. And I know we're not doing a full-bore entertainment page, but Cakes, can you fill me in on what's going on with your favorite show, The Bachelor or The Bachelorette?
The burgeoning bachelor slash bachelorette expert. One Matt Valdez, because I don't know all the fallout about what's happening with the upcoming season of The Bachelor. Maybe Valdez knows. I don't know.
All I know is there was one woman, I think her last name is Crawley, and she's been aced out as The Bachelorette. And
Mr. Crawley.
Crawley. What a smash hit by Ozzy Osbourne back in the day. So good.
I think they're going to have two bachelorettes this season.
Oh, they are.
I think that's a theory that's been thrown around.
That's not what I heard. I heard that she fell in love with one of the contestants. Early. Are we still on the air?
I don't know.
Oh, I think we lost connection to the guys.
Oh, boy. Is this the Matt and Matt show?
No. Just dump it and go to break.
It's the Sports Junkies on 106.7 The Fan.
Hey, yo!
When are they going to just punt? Never!
And the radio.com app.
Welcome back to Junks on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Need to let everybody know, need to remind people. Yes, it's making its triumphant return tomorrow night. The Cakes Classic returns to MGM National Harbor after a several-month hiatus. 7:15 p.m. tomorrow night. Cards will be in the air. Come out and play, all you D-gens. I'd love to see you at MGM National Harbor tomorrow night. Come get the $300 bounty that's on my big, round, bald head. I would love to see you there tomorrow. Please.
You're not going to address what happened there before the break?
Yeah. I mean, that's what I thought you were going to do.
You always want to point out every technical snafu that happens while we're on the air.
Hey, we're in the middle of a trop storm.
I wasn't the only one that found that curious, that Cakes went right into that and didn't address what happened.
Well, we found it very curious.
That's more important in his life.
Yes.
He's promoting the tournament, the Cakes Classic. He can't make any money off of signal drops.
That's a very good point you make, Jason. Very good point.
Now, we had a bunch of people wondering what happened. I don't know that there's an answer. Is there an answer back there?
So when you guys are all connected over the internet, I'm not sure if people are even aware of that. When we have technical glitches, the internet goes in and out, and we've had a lot of issues with our provider here recently, then you guys, everything just goes dead quiet. So then we have to go to commercial break. We don't know when it's going to happen. And then we'll reset and come back like we did.
I thought the Matt and Matt show was going to get their big break.
We're back.
Yeah. I looked at Drab with a twinkle in my eye saying, this one's ours, baby.
This is it.
Let's bring it home. And then Drab said, go to break.
Time to right the cameo wrong that happened recently and resurrect yourselves.
Apparently we were on TV for a while, though.
Yeah, I think some people were theorizing that we said something off color and
No. If you listen to the station, it happens every once in a while.
Yes, but we're back.
We're fine.
Everything's all good. Luckily, that was the last segment, not middle of the show.
Didn't you want to hear about I thought we were going to hear about the Bachelorette.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you were supposed to give a skinny. Valdez's theory is there are going to be two Bachelorettes. Do you have inside info?
Well, what I was reading yesterday.
The names were Claire Crawley and Taisha or something like that. I don't know who the other one who's supposed to replace.
All I read in the rumor mill was that the girl that was already on it, Crawley, she fell in love with one of the contestants and didn't want to continue.
Oh, yeah, that's a dagger. So she didn't want to kiss anybody else. She didn't want to have any fantasy suites with anybody else.
She didn't want to play the game anymore.
That takes away the drama for sure.
Yeah, she wanted out.
Cakes, who was Mr. Crawley anyway?
Now, this is going way back. I believe
I don't know who it was.
It refers to Aleister Crowley, who I think he was an old Brit that was like really heavily into witchcraft and possibly Satanism.
Oh, no. Ozzy's singing about Satanism? No way.
I believe that's correct. I would have to double check that. Okay. But I think my file on Mr. Crowley is pretty good. It's pretty accurate.
All right. Just thought he was. You learn something new every day.
I thought he was the executive at ESPN who wanted to hire us on ESPN Classic.
Yes, he certainly is. Yes, that guy too.
Oh, is that Kit Hoover's husband?
Yes, he was. I mean, I don't know. Let's assume
definitely
they're still
married. Definitely are.
I'm so silly with my heavy metal history. Mr. Crowley, Aleister Crowley, was an English occultist and ceremonial magician. So he was like the Max Major of back in the day, in the early 20th century in Great Britain.
By the way, I did not text Max Major yesterday. Drabby, had you heard from Max when the next time he's going to be on?
No, but he'll let us know for sure.
I'm guessing it'll be a couple weeks, three weeks.
Yeah, they'll probably have a couple more weeks of nub tryouts, and then they'll get to the stage.
It's
going
to be hard to impress them even more than they did when Simon got out of his chair and gave him the virtual high five.
That's true.
Except he gets to actually use the stage. So he can do a
production.
Okay,
so that's going
to
be alive. Okay.
The guy she fell in love with played in the NFL.
Who's that?
She fell in love with some guy named Dale Moss, who was a tight end, played for South Dakota State and the Packers for a while. And apparently they fell in love. He already proposed to her.
Wow. Dale Moss. Yep, you're right. Played for about six teams in the league. Looked like practice squatter.
Yeah, Scrabini.
Yeah, that's fine.
He's not
there.
As silly as Randy or Thad.
He got there.
Or Santana. All the other Mosses. Greater than. Thad, still the jury's still out.
What about Sonoris?
Yeah. Sonoris greater than.
All right, Valdez, we're getting closer to Christmas morning.
It's Tiger Week. I just bought ESPN Plus.
Steve Sands will be on the show tomorrow to preview the PGA. Harding Park, San Fran.
All right, got to get out of here for Bish, Cakes. I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. Granddaddy, they're coming up next right here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.